For KZYX News, I'm Sherry Quinn.
Ted Williams, and we're sitting on my couch on the Mendocino coast.
Ted Williams is one of five candidates running for 5th District Supervisor in Mendocino County. Williams, age 39, was born at the Mendocino Coast Hospital and was raised in Comanche. He now lives in Mendocino with his wife Mary and their two children, a 16-year-old daughter and 11-year-old son. Williams has a career in software development, and he also serves as the fire chief of the Albion Little River Volunteer Fire Department.
As fire chief, I'm wondering what kind of angle that gives you or viewpoint of the county. You're out there on the front lines, I feel like, as a fire chief.
Yeah, so it highlighted to me that in Albion Little River, we were operating with a lot of old junk hand-me-downs and, you know, trucks that were approaching 50 years old. And I know that my community cares more about emergency response than having 50-year-old trucks. And so we ran a measure in Albion, Measure M, and it passed 82.5% in favor. And we essentially doubled our special tax for fire and applied it to rangeland and timberland for the first time in state history. But I see that while that solved a problem in one corner of the county, there are places that either don't have a fire district, like Westport, or have a fire district with insufficient population to adequately tax for basic equipment. And I think the county has a responsibility to ensure that as we're traveling on roads, entering or leaving, that first responders have the training and the tools necessary to perform the job. And to date, the county has left it up to every individual fire district to take care of itself. I think that's actually a county obligation.
Many local cannabis farmers are facing an uncertain future during this rocky transition from the prohibition era to a legal one. I asked Williams to discuss his views on marijuana.
I've never been in the cannabis industry, just wasn't interested. But a lot of the people I grew up with found it was one of the only ways to remain here because we have such a lack of industry and livable wage jobs. And I see that a lot of the permits are being declined. And that's a problem. We want people to come above board and contribute to taxes and be legal. And if the current permitting process isn't accomplishing that, we need to fix it. Yeah. And I have some specific thoughts on how to fix it, other than it's cumbersome as architected today. One is I'm not sure that we need to be having the county maintain records of the individuals. I think there's models with we could borrow from cryptocurrency where the county takes all the information and verifies the details and then provides a hash so that the county has a way to authenticate the document but doesn't actually retain it, give it back to the applicant. Because a lot of those applicants are in a difficult situation where if they could play by the county's rules, they're looking at what the feds might do. And if they stay underground, they may have issues with our sheriff and DA. And not contribute to the tax base. And frankly, I think a lot of these people do want to contribute. They use our roads, they use our schools, they want to be part of a community. And so that's one of the issues that I would like to reopen.
You might remember an issue Williams was the spokesperson for, Measure V. In 2015, he served on the committee that authored and passed the ordinance that stopped the timber company practice, commonly referred to as hack and squirt. During our interview, Williams discussed several solutions to the major issues confronting the county. He has researched ideas for improving telecommunications and broadband, improving roads and public trails, where he says in Bend, Oregon, they have generated tens of millions of dollars by increasing their trail use system.
That's a type of business that's highly compatible with the character of our communities, bringing people into nature, showing them why we want to preserve open space, and at the same time infusing local businesses, lodges, restaurants.
Lastly, Williams summarizes some of the major ways to generate more cash flow.
Small business would be more likely to flourish with broadband. We may bring in more small business, promoting arts, low-impact recreation, streamlining cannabis. There's not one answer for Mendocino County. It'll take looking at making sure we have the right type of regulation. And one of the things that's been difficult for me in this campaign is I don't fall perfectly into either political camp, that I see that we do want some regulation, but we want that regulation to protect the individuals who live here and their quality of life.
That was Ted Williams, candidate for 5th District Supervisor. I'm Sherry Quinn, KZYX News.